Living Well. Special note, Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. End of special note. By the numbers, 88% physicians in Minnesota who had a certified electronic health record, EHR, system in 2014, the highest reported. 58.8% physicians in Alaska with such a system, the lowest reported. Bad connection. Liver cancer trends have health experts focusing on hepatitis C. By Judith Hurley. While death rates for most cancers are declining, one type is bucking the trend, liver cancer. According to recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the rate of liver cancer in the United States shot up 38% between 2003 and 2012, the most recent year for which data is available. During the same period, deaths from liver cancer rose by 56%. From 2008 to 2012, liver cancer rates increased an average of 2.3% each year and rose faster among men. The sharp increase in liver cancer worries experts. Liver cancer is difficult to cure. It is often caught too late for surgery to help, and there aren't good chemotherapy options. To stem the rise, the CDC and other health experts are focusing on hepatitis C, a viral infection that causes at least 20% of common liver cancers. About 3.5 million people in the United States have hepatitis C. The virus is transmitted primarily through contact with infected blood or blood products, so the likelihood of contracting it is small, but most people with hepatitis C don't become ill in the weeks after exposure. In those who do, symptoms are usually mild. Once in the body, the virus can go into stealth mode, hiding out, but producing no symptoms. In fact, most people don't know they are infected. The silent infection can last for a lifetime, quietly damaging liver cells year after year. We need to do more work promoting hepatitis testing, treatment, and vaccination, said CDC Director Tom Frieden in March. While there is no vaccination available for hepatitis C, there is one for hepatitis B, which is also linked to liver cancer. A key target of such efforts is baby boomers, who have a 6 times greater risk of hepatitis C infection compared with other adults. The virus was not discovered until 1989, and routine screening of blood and blood products for the virus did not begin until 1992. John Ward, director of the Division of Viral Hepatitis at the CDC, says, "Getting tested is crucial because many baby boomers living with hepatitis C may have been exposed before it could be detected and diagnosed and may now be living with advanced stage liver disease requiring immediate care. The blood test checks for the presence of antibodies of the virus. A positive test result means the person was exposed to the virus. A second test can then determine if the virus is still present. Once diagnosed, treatment can greatly reduce the risk of liver cancer. Many state and county public health agencies have been screening high-risk individuals for hepatitis C. By tackling this major risk factor for liver cancer, health experts hope to improve the troubling statistics for a cancer that's been moving in the wrong direction. Get tested for hepatitis C if you were born between 1945 and 1965, if you received a blood transfusion or organ transplant before July 1992, if you were treated for a blood clotting problem before 1987, if you are a current or a former injection drug user, even if you only injected one time or many years ago, if you are on long-term hemodialysis treatment, if you have abnormal liver tests or liver disease, if you have HIV, if you work in healthcare or public safety and were exposed to blood through a needle stick or other sharp object. Healthy friendships. Staying socially active by joining book clubs or church groups may add years to your life after retirement, WebMD reports, citing a new study by Australian researchers. According to the research team, the more groups to which a person belongs in early retirement, the lower their risk of premature death. The chance of dying within 6 years of stopping work was 2% for people who were members of two social groups before retiring and stayed in both, the team reports. If they left one group, their risk of death increased to 5%, and it rose to 12% if they left both groups. The study surveyed 424 retirees, all 50 are older. Lead researcher Niklas Steffens of the University of Queensland says the sense of belonging that social groups provide help people sustain a meaningful and healthy life. The study suggests that social planning could be as important to health as financial and healthcare planning. Go Greek. Americans could eat the same number of calories they currently do on average, but trim their waistlines and lower their body mass index, BMI scores, simply by adopting the diets of the Greeks, Finns, French, or Japanese. As the Washington Post reports, citing a new study conducted by agricultural economists at the University of Nebraska, Americans could cut 2.57 points off their average body mass index score by adopting a Greek Mediterranean diet, 2.13 points by eating like Finns, the Nordic diet, 1.96 by adopting a French diet, and 1.48 by eating like the Japanese. Those lower BMI scores translate into a lot of weight. The study listed the average BMI in the United States at 28.45 in 2009, the Post reports. Finland was at 26.25, Greece at 25.75, and France at 25.35. All those qualify as overweight, 25 to 29.9, though not obese, which is a BMI of 30 or more. Only the Japanese at 22.7 had an average BMI in the healthy range. The reason they can consume equal amounts of food but have lower BMI scores is that plant-based diets are correlated with lower scores than animal-based diets. Switching to the Japanese diet, for example, would mean eating 82 fewer calories from beef and 273 fewer calories from dairy, but 22 more calories from eggs and 115 more calories from seafood, the Post explains.